Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roy has 2, Nagin and Adam each have 3.
Well, Roy, you are clearly second place, so you're going to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. President Trump railed against China and the World Trade Organization during his speech at the blank on Tuesday.
UN.
Right. For the second time, the Senate voted against the White House's request for emergency funds to build the blank.
The wall.
Right. On Wednesday, Israel's president asked Prime Minister blank to try to form a new government.
Netanyahu.
Right. Under mounting pressure, the CEO of office-sharing startup blank stepped down this week.
Oh, WeWork.
That's the one. The creators of the world's tallest humanoid robot were disappointed to discover blank.
It was still kind of short.
No. They discovered that it was too tall to get out of the warehouse they built it in. On Thursday, it was announced that Jennifer Lopez and Shakira would co-headline the blank halftime show.
Super Bowl?
Right. On Thursday, Impossible Burger rival Beyond Meat announced a partnership with fast food giant blank.
Oh God, one of those, not McDonald's, but what? Big Boy?
No, it was... It was McDonald's, actually.
Oh, it was McDonald's.
Yes. A couple in Indiana who adopted a young girl were shocked, they say, to discover that she was what?
A young boy.
No, that she was actually 22 years old.
Ah.
When the Barnetts adopted their 9-year-old daughter, Natalia, she was a wonderful child, so full of life, and always wanting to talk about her latest finger painting or her Roth IRA. Apparently, instead of being an adorable kid, Natalia, they say, was an adult con artist. And if you're wondering, hey, isn't this the plot from that movie, The Orphan? Yes, it is. That's how scary this is. There's already a horror movie about it.
Mm.
Bill, how did Roy do on our quiz?
Roy got 5 right, 10 more points. Total of 12
in
the lead.
All right, we have flipped the coin, and Adam has elected to go last. That means, Nagin, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Britain's Supreme Court ruled that Boris Johnson's suspension of blank was unlawful.
Parliament.
Right. A new poll released on Wednesday shows blank now leading the pack of Democratic presidential hopefuls.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yes. Amazon announced it would be selling voice-activated earbuds, cameras, glasses, and rings equipped with voice assistant blank.
Alexa?
Yes. On Thursday, GM announced it would continue to provide blank coverage for striking workers.
Health.
Right. This week, the creator of blank called it his greatest regret.
Star Wars.
No. Although that might come, but this week it was the creator of the Labradoodle. Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum will reprise their roles in yet another sequel to dinosaur movie blank.
Jurassic Park.
Yes, Game of Thrones, Fleabag, and Chernobyl were the big winners at the 2019 Blank Awards.
Emmys.
Yes, this week a Russian Navy boat on a mission in the Arctic Ocean was sunk by blank.
A whale.
No, an angry walrus. The boat was en route to shore when it crossed paths with this mama walrus who was trying to protect her cubs. The 2,000-pound mammal used her tusks to sink the small ship, forcing the crew to evacuate. So the mama walrus has now done more to push back on Russian aggression than the United States. Bill, how did Nagin do in our quiz?
Pretty good. 6 right, 12 more points, 15 total, and she's in the lead.
All right. How many then does Adam need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win.
Here we go, Adam. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. According to a new poll released on Thursday, 49% of Americans approve of blanking Donald Trump.
Impeaching.
Yes. According to a new UN report, some of the global impact from melting blanks is now irreversible.
Ice caps.
Yes. This week, executives from automaker blank were accused of market manipulation in Germany.
Volkswagen?
Yes. On Thursday, the Senate confirmed Eugene Scalia as Trump's new blank.
National Security Advisor?
No, Labor Secretary. To prepare for a volunteer beach cleanup day, the mayor of a South Korean town blanked.
Got real naked.
No, he dumped a bunch of trash on the beach beforehand so volunteers would feel useful. On Wednesday, a new study showed that the cost of family blank plans had reached a record high.
Healthcare.
Right. On Thursday, Jacques Chirac, the former president of blank, passed away at 86.
Oh, France?
Yes.
Oh.
After turning himself in to local police, a man in Texas was told blank.
The jail was full.
No, they told him that he wasn't wanted for anything and they didn't know why he was there. Billy Bob Hall, that of course would be his name, thought he was wanted for parole violations. He says he drank 7 beers to build up the courage to bring himself to the police station. But when he arrived, the officer on duty said he wasn't wanted for anything. They did notice that he did smell like a guy who had just drunk 7 beers, and they arrested him on the spot for public intoxication. Sure, he's going to have a little jail time, but it's always nice to actually be wanted. Bill, did Adam do well enough to win?
Well, he got 5 right, 10 more points, total of 13, which means Nagin.
Nagin!
Is the champion this week.
Eat it!